WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Listening to The Archer with the tune Gashang, which means most beautiful, featuring Gola. Before this, we heard Jody Barr with the tune Eleanor from Anjuna Deep Explorations 25. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son Ricky took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Can't do it on my own.
Can't do it.
Erica, listening to M83 with the tune Fantasy, Sophia Cortesis remix on Fantasy Remixes. Before this, Giddy Bang Bang with Hear My Call. And we started off that set with Agoria and the tune Feel Good. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. If you think buying them is harmless, think again. Counterfeits are usually made with hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals. Remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Here's John Tejada and Diamond Day with the tune How I'm Wired.
Thank you. As we come to the end of this phase of our life, we find ourselves trying to remember the good times, trying to forget the bad times. We find ourselves thinking about the future. We start to worry, thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in 10 years?
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
That was Logic 1000 with the tune From Within from her new release, Mother. Before that, Steve Self and LaDeep with the tune That Day. And coming up now, I have Mar One with the tune Fiseo de Samba Jazz. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
Somebody. gonna show what you feel like. Can you show what you feel like? We got one day, one night, like it just so hot. Let's freak till the daylight. Bomb that champagne on ice, cause you got that vibe. Show me what you feel like. We got one day, one night, yeah, just my type. Can you show what you feel like? 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 Can you show what you feel like?
We got one day, one night, like it just so hot. Let's freak till the daylight. We got one day, one night, like it just so hot. Let's freak till the daylight. Bump my champagne on ice, cause you got that vibe. Show me what you feel like. We got one day, one night, yeah, just my type. Can you show what you feel like? Can you show what you feel like?
Just heard Portela with the tune Daylight. Before that, we heard Salute with Saving Flowers featuring Rina Sawayama. Mar 1 at the beginning of that set with Fuseo de Sama Jazz. And now you're listening to Third Attempt with the tune Images, the Radar Brune remix from Quarantine Remixes. I'm D DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
At first, you're more or less conscious of the orchestra. Then the music begins to suggest other things to your imagination. They might be just mass macaws, or they may be cloud forms, or great landscapes, or vague shadows, or geometrical objects floating in space.
WRCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Thank you.
currently listening to Belief with the tune Luther from Belief. Before this, we heard Third Attempt with Images, the Radar Bruin remix. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, welcome everybody. The honeymoon is over and there is trouble in paradise. Donald Trump apparently already hates his new criminal lawyer and is reportedly furious with him, wondering aloud, why am I paying so much for this legal defense? This is, of course, relating to Trump's first of four criminal trials. This is all about Todd Blanche, Trump's criminal defense attorney. The New York Times has a very good article on this from a couple days ago. Trump venting about lawyer in his criminal trial seeks more aggression. Todd Blanche upended his career to represent Trump and has been the former president's favorite. But Mr. Trump has made him a focus of his episodic rash. We'll link to the article, but the number of things that Trump is displeased with is growing very quickly. Number one, behind closed doors and in phone calls, Trump is regularly complaining about Todd Blanche, according to four different people familiar with the situation. Trump isn't happy that Blanche isn't following his instructions for how he wants him to behave in court. He's not being aggressive enough. Trump wants his lawyer to attack witnesses. Trump wants his lawyer to attack the supposedly hostile jury pool. Trump wants his lawyer to attack the judge, Juan Merchan. And Trump has been wondering aloud, why do my lawyers cost so much money? And, you know, Blanche is accommodating some of these desires. Blanche has been, for example, in his opening statement, talking about how Trump built a very large and successful company. That's language straight out of Donald Trump's playbook right there. That is vocabulary right out of Donald Trump's regular refrain. Very big and successful company, and they went after me. And what's that other thing he always says?
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
Exactly. So, listen, Trump has a history of not paying lawyers. Hopefully Blanche, for his sake, not that it makes much of a difference to me personally, but for his sake, hopefully Blanche got some money up front. Trump has a long history of believing he knows more than every expert. Trump knows more than scientists. He knows more than epidemiologists and doctors and pulmonologists and immunologists and vaccine researchers. And he certainly knows more than generals, and he certainly knows more than lawyers, according to what he believes. And this is something that his lawyers have regularly, former lawyers have expressed as difficult with Trump. He tells you how he thinks you should be running the case. And sometimes the lawyers actually do know more. So what it is, this destined to implode before the end of this first criminal trial? I don't know. You would think that people will be able to get to Trump and say, listen, in the middle of a criminal trial at this level, firing your lawyer doesn't seem like the best idea. Unclear to me. But the reporting from The New York Times is Trump isn't pleased. He's not pleased. And, you know, sometimes you have a good lawyer, but the facts aren't on your side. And in those cases, usually the lawyers will argue process rather than facts. I don't think the facts are on Trump's side here. I think it's abundantly clear that Trump did the thing that he is accused of, whatever other arguments he wants to make in his defense. So we'll see where it shakes out. We'll see if we end up towards an appeal, if there is indeed a conviction. But Trump increasingly displeased with Todd Blanche. I don't envy Blanche. I mean, OK, I'm sure he's charging a bunch of money and maybe he's getting paid for some of it and he's sort of in the public eye. But dealing with Trump, trying to keep Trump awake. I mean, look at the it's almost like a babysitting gig. They're trying to keep Trump awake by giving him papers to shuffle through and it's not working. He's sleeping anyway. I don't envy the guy. That's for sure. Donald Trump did hold some rallies on Wednesday, even though for weeks he's been saying I'm busy in court when I should be campaigning. Then when he was off on Wednesdays, he would play golf. Well, this Wednesday, he actually did some rallies. Yesterday, we talked about the rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I do want to briefly discuss the rally that Trump did in Freeland, Michigan. He